You're listening to a podcast from 702.
I took trial advocacy at Harvard Law School. A little name dropping there if you don't mind. Okay.
Since I went to Harvard Law School,
I don't know what law school you went to, but I did go to Harvard Law School.
I'm a graduate of Tufts University and then the Harvard Law School.
I applied to law school. I got accepted to Harvard.
I got myself into Harvard Law School.
My mother thought it was Hartford Law School. So when I told her I was going to Harvard, she's like, okay, that's great.
So I cross over the bridge to Harvard Law School.
She's like, okay, we're going to Hartford? I'm like, no, no, Mom, we're going to Harvard.
I said, no, we're going to Harvard, Mom. Yeah.
So I had gone on to Harvard Law School. Harvard. You know, I wanted to go to that cocktail party at Harvard Law School.
I wanted to go to that cocktail party at the end of Harvard Law School.
I needed to go to that cocktail party at Harvard Law School.
President Obama's been to that party. He went to Harvard Law School.
Harvard Law School.
Harvard Law School.
Harvard Law
School. Harvard Law School. Where did Tony Scaramucci go to college? You can't be confused after that. As I say, that's a montage of speeches and interviews he's given over the years. It's about at least 20 of them. And the first thing he wants you to know is that he went to Harvard Law School. Of course, it wasn't enough to keep him from being fired by U.S. President Donald Trump. Joining us now on the line is U.S. politics reporter with Newsweek. He's based in London, and it's Graham Langtry. Good afternoon to you, Graham. What on earth is going on in Trump's White House?
Well, it's a great day apparently, but right now they are working on the next piece of legislation, lining that up. John Kelly is now the new chief of staff. I mean, his first order of business was to get rid of Scaramucci. And CNN and CBS reported that Scaramucci may have been escorted off of the premises of the White House. And so John Kelly's job is really to get the White House into order. Scaramucci was trying to track down and quash a lot of leaks that were coming out of the White House. He was apparently reporting directly to President Donald Trump. But John Kelly is asking that a lot of people who may have had free rein in the past, like Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, to report directly to him. He is the chief of staff, and so he is the boss of the White House.
I mean, all of this is painting a picture of chaos in this administration because, as you say, John Kelly is the new chief of staff, but Scaramucci was fired less than 6 hours after his appointment. Yet his predecessor has also had problems with Scaramucci. So what on earth is going on?
You mean Renz Priebus?
Yes. He reportedly opposed the appointment of Scaramucci.
Renz Priebus, it appeared that Donald Trump didn't like him too much. He was part of the Republican establishment. He had ideas about, more traditional Republican ideas, and Trump is seen as bucking that kind of establishment past of the Republican Party. And so John Kelly is supposed to bring in, you know, he's aligned with Trump's ideas, and he's just supposed to bring in a new sense of order and new sense of purpose to the White House. Yes, it is chaotic. There have been a lot of people that have come and gone. It remains to be seen whether or not Kelly, who is a retired general, served for decades in the military, is able to bring that kind of military order to the White House.
So, I mean, how does one craft or even articulate a communication strategy for this White House? Because it seems the president makes the rules up as he goes along.
True, yeah, very difficult. I mean, John Kelly is not the communications director, and so, since Scaramucci's gone, they're going to have to find somebody else to take on that role. They still have some people that have been serving, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is the press secretary. She's still in her role. But somebody to craft an overall communication strategy is very difficult because a lot of the time they're spending their time cleaning up things that Donald Trump has said on Twitter, handling the fallout from saying that he was going to get rid of transgender troops in the military, which is a sensitive topic for some people. They've got their work cut out for them, whoever they are.
If we look at the issues surrounding the Russia probe, it now appears the president may have dictated a false statement issued by his son regarding a meeting with Russian lawyers or operatives during the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that play out?
Well, I mean, it just adds to the kind of legal confusion that the president has caused in the past, you know, giving an interview after he fired FBI Director James Comey, you know, contradicting things that were said in a letter that was used to back up the firing, saying that Comey had violated FBI rules. Trump just said it was because of the Russia investigation and the fact that he was pursuing that independently that was behind his decision to fire him. So the whole statement that he's that he crafted for Donald Trump Jr. Adds to this impression that the president is involved in some sort of cover-up as part of that story. Aides were revealing the detail to the Washington Post in hopes that the president would clean up some of this behavior that he has getting involved, not necessarily trusting the people, his legal team, his communications team, to do their jobs and to insulate him from any kind of legal scrutiny. So it's complicated, and a lot of people say, you know, let Trump be Trump, but Trump seems to be getting in his own way.
Well, on the global stage, there are serious threats, particularly around the issue of North Korea, and he seems to be failing to handle that appropriately, not least because of his Twitter rants about the Chinese government. I mean, the other day, he praised the Lebanese prime minister for fighting ISIL and Hezbollah, when in fact Hezbollah forms a significant part of the Lebanese government. So how unfortunate is it that the U.S. president seems to know so little about the world?
Yeah, well, I think it's difficult when he wants to talk about the U.S. government's foreign policy during his press conference with the Lebanese president. Trump didn't seem to really understand what Hezbollah was in taking questions from journalists and said that he would get back and answer their questions within 24 hours. I don't think that any answer to those questions has been forthcoming. It does complicate the relationships with governments like China, but for the U.S., I mean, it has a greater effect in the way that if Trump is pressuring the Chinese government to do something, like fighting North Korea, and he's constantly bluffing, saying he's going to start a trade war with them, eventually they're just going to ignore him, and it will give them the ability to walk all over him in a way.
All right, Graham Langtry in London there, the U.S. politics reporter for Newsweek. Thank you for your time. I mean, I tell you what, listening to all of that around Donald Trump, he's certainly one person many around the world would say ought to scaramouche.